Okay.
Thank you very much. Where did you find this?
Thank you very much. Okay, so we made a nice
digression. Thursday.
And we're doing nitty gritty stuff now, as I said, but it's good. What is this caused by? You do nitty gritty and we'll talk about the things that are worthwhile to talk. I mean, everything's worthwhile to talk about in Gemara. Okay. Where's my adversary? He's not here tonight.
You took care of him now.
Sunday night, we're learning the Dorim. So again, Minalon Dav Samach Zayinam and Aleph. Oh, we need. It would be good to have a Chumash here. It would be good to have a Chumash open. Yeah, that's what. Yeah. That's what we would like, but you're using the Gemara. So. Okay, so the Gemara says Narim Rasa. Omar Abab Amakro Vimoyosil Ishnu Doreho Aleho. We're in Parshas Matos. So the second Parsha after the father's Mayfair is Vimoyosil Ishnu Doreho Aleho. Mikan the Naramuroso Shavu Bailam Afirinu Doreho. So those words really don't hang together. Because the Torah says Vimoyosil Ishnu Doreho Aleho. And it goes on to describe the Baal of this lady being Mayfair. Or being shosik v'yom shamo, and that's a hakoma. So what in the world do you see here? So the Ran explains 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. The last Ran on the daf, actually, nearly dorik omer that this is what Rabba originally meant. We know what's going on. We know the Torah. So we know that for a regular married woman, there's another parsha, not just another posuk, but a whole nother parsha. Dainu im beis isha nadara, that starts from pasuk yud aleph. Beis isha definitely refers to a nesua, because there she's the beis isha, she's in the house of her husband. And arus is not in the house of the husband. As I said, there's a legal kinyan there, but there's not a full marriage in the real sense of the word. She's not the beis isha. Beis isha is the way the Torah refers to full-fledged marriage. We have in other places, the bias. She enters the bias. Many hold that the chuppah we make is like recreating a matzav of the bias. Maybe he rents the mokum chuppah. Some do that, like the makbir to do that, and the kinyan chuppah becomes that he's coming. She's coming into his bias, or maybe the yichud room. He automatically rents that also, or maybe the kala pays for the wedding, so he has to make a special kinyan on it, and he rents the room, and it's cool she came into the house. Many hold like that. Akoponim kedem forish will come on. So therefore, so when we look at this parsha b'mayosil liish, we say it must be talking about kiddushin, erison. Erison betukma the trei kroy b'nesu alamali. It would be absurd if this meant nesuin for the Torah to repeat two parshas about nesuin. V'chiven the arusim mitukam, if it's talking about arusa, al karchin islo lameima devav moise v'alinyan rishon. There's no way. Now this vav, the vav of the im hoyosil le'ish, and vav moise v'alinyan rishon means the two parshas connect, and we sort of extrapolate from one to the other. Here it's very strange. It's usually not done this way. Usually it's like a hekesh, and you say the dinam of one parsha applied to the other parsha, and vice versa, or vice versa. Here, when mamish like saying, it's like you're reading the pasuk Hashem Yislach La, pasuk Hey, Bob, Kiheni Ovia Osa, because the father was made for her, via Moyosi Eliyish, and also in the matzav of Moyosi Eliyish. The father could be Meiniha. And that's a drasha, it's a valid drasha. It's one of the Midrash HaTorah and drashos Mohen. There's really different brises. that give you the rules. I don't know what that word is that Oscar always uses. Hermeneutical. I don't know what that word. What does the word mean? I don't know what it means. This sounds great. What does it mean?
Like exegesis.
What? What's that? I pay more for my pizza.
That's an Oscar role.
I know I pay more for my pizza when I want extra cheeses. Anyway, but the what we're talking here really, and it would be a wonderful thing to do one day, the Torah Shebaktav and the Torah Shebaal Peh. Right, we know that. And the Torah Shebaal Peh is the parish of the Torah Shebaktav. Two people came along that I know of, maybe more, three, in the days of the Haskalah, so they started questioning the Kabbalah of Chazal. So if you look, the Malbim has an unbelievable Hakdoma to Sefer Vayikra called Ayelas HaShachar, and he shows that all of these drushas and all of these drachim shatorah and drushas plan are very, they're objective and they have rules, and he explains the logic of the rules, and he shows how the lishitosos and machloksim are lishitoso, and it's rigid, it's rules, it's not just, you know, arbitrary that whenever we need a drusha we pull one out of a hat. And he has very specific rules of drushas, how they work. Now, he happens to end up with 613 of them. That's like the Vada Rabbanim ending up with the amount of aniyim they need to make that Yontif's Gematria. I didn't look carefully what this Yontif's Gematria is. You know, that poor family that didn't make the cut. They needed a gematria equaling 594. So like Mishpacha 595, they couldn't like drop dead. Like, you know. they didn't fit into the gematria. I don't know. They didn't fit into the gematria. Like poor 595. Like, what happened to them? And I don't know what they do first. Do they find the mishpachas or do they make up the gematria first? I don't know. Siam making fun of them. But that's nowadays. You need a good advertising campaign because you gotta separate people from their money. But the Malbim ends up with 613 rules. I'm sure it's merely coincidence that it happened to end up being 613. It's remarkable. You see that the rules of the point he's trying to make is how, and the Netziv does the same thing in Hemek Dover. If you learn Chumash Hemek Dover on Vayikra and parts of Bamidbar, you really see, and parts of Shmos, you really see how Torah Shebaal Peh is really alluded to in Torah Shebaktav. It's not like a made-up, fanciful thing. Rav Shamshon HaFol Hirsch also does it. He already, in a famous comparison, he compares it to a student taking notes when a teacher's talking. So the student will take, like, they'll write really things that are unintelligible, but to the student taking the note, they're intelligible. It'll recall the whole drush or the whole lecture you'll be able to recall because of the few words you jotted down. So really those three, you know, Hashem hysterically puts the right people in the right door. So in the Haskalah, which was really slamming the Rabbonon and slamming the Rabbonons and slamming the drushes, so really these people came along, they didn't all live in the same generation, but basically they lived over a span of 100 years they were, and they really showed how Torah Shebaal Peh lies in Torah Shebaal, and all these rules like Vav Moisev Elinyon Rishon, they showed that there's a logic and a rhyme and reason and a pattern, and it's not arbitrary, and if it's true here, it's true there, and when it works and when it doesn't work. The Malbim, nobody came close to the Malbim in explicating Mamish all the rules. But it's indeed a chizik, and we're really, you know, I always dream about going through the Ayelas HaShachar of the Malbim, just, you know, make a shir, going through Ayelas HaShachar. of the Malbim, or stop to learn Sifra and Sifri with the Malbim, and you gain such an appreciation. Like the Torah is, the Gemara is mostly pilpul. The Gemara has relatively few drushes. I know that sounds strange, but it really does. Sifra and Sifri, that's a compendium of all the drushes of Chazal. That's like really the Torah Shebaal Peh, the real stuff, the heavy stuff. But they darshan it from the pasuk. So it's really, it would, like, to learn Sifra and Sifri with Malbim, maybe one day Art Scroll will do it, I don't know. Okay. So, Vav Mois Vav Inyam Rishon, Vav Minei Ksiv, Vashem Yislach Lo, Kiheni Avia Osa, Ubasrei Ksiv, Vim Biyom Shmoa. I don't think this is the right pasuk quote. Vim Biyom Shmoa Yisho Yoni Osa, Lo Mar Shavio Baal Mafirna Dereha. Oh, so you have the Av and the Baal. Lozi Shaper Baru, so there's a logic to this. It's perfectly logical. Even the Barusa Layotsa Mershusav, we know that an Arusa is still Mershusav, Lagabi, all the monetary rights in a woman, a Maisi Adayim, her Yerusha, if she dies, all these things. Dinud Lalef Aras Lachude. So it's beautiful, you know, we needed some weird drushes, but it really fits in very nicely. It makes sense that an Arusa, the truth is, That the Oros could be made for the Neder is really the most unlike Kol HaTorah Kula. In Kol HaTorah Kula, an Oros has no rights to an Arusa, other than she's an Eishes Ish, and if he wants to get rid of her, he has to give her a get. Because there's a legal status of marriage, it's not a real one. It's like a legal, I wouldn't call it a legal fiction, I would call it like we talked about ownership and possession. So he has ownership, not possession yet. Possession comes with Nisuin. The Torah is Mechadesh, that by a woman, by a marriage, there's a step of Erisin. That's how the Rambam describes it. The Torah is Mechadesh, that, and we explain the philosophy of it, because this makes it more choshev. It's not just, not just shacking up together, you know, and living together, and then tomorrow, goodbye, and the next day, another one, and another one. It really, the commitment is really created, so to speak, by the kinyan. Kinyan means it's konui. It's like a serious thing. You konui, you can't go anywhere else. You're stuck. Like, this is it. It's commitment. Kinyan is commitment. You can give a get, but the commitment's there. And that's what the Rambam says. The Torah is mechadish, that system. So she's an Eishes Ish, but he has no rights to her. She's not really married. Right, in the Gemara's times, traditionally, there was 1 year. He had a year between Eris. She prepared her, what's called trousseau. She prepared her, all her begodim, and all the things she was bringing into the marriage, all the linens, and the crock pots, and all the things she got at the shower, and all the things that, what do they call it, when you give it to a store?
Register.
She has all of that and she brings it in. So you have a year. She has a year to mooch off her friends. It's like a parlor meeting. Like, why does anybody go to a parlor meeting? Only because that guy came to your parlor meeting. So it's like everybody's stuck. They should all get together and say no more parlor meetings. But then they wouldn't get so much stuck. It's okay. It's fine. Let them go. So the Ran says, not only is it logical, but it's compelling. We have to say it like that. Because and we read the pasuk the way it seems to read, so it turns out an Oros is made for the Nadarm of an Arusa alone, because that's what it says in the Torah. When you read it, you would never think the Ov's made for also. It says, and it talks about the Baal. Krod Nesua Lomeli. So then why should the Torah have to write the Pasuk of Nesua? Hashtab Erisin may for the Chudi bin Nesua Miboya. Bechibil Shil Shanosa Hura Koko. Why should he have less Koach than an Orus? Yeah.
So it said, based on the Ilah,
If you don't say Vav Mosif Alinya Rishon, which is the drasha that tells us that the father is also in the parsha of the Arusa being Mayfair, even though there's no hint of him in the Torah, but there is a hint. The hint is the Vav Mosif Alinya Rishon. That's the hint. The Oros L'chudei Mayfair, that would be your logical conclusion.
I said you would read the pasuk and say Vav Mosif.
Well, you don't even have to read the... Yeah, I mean, you would have to read the pasuk that way. The pasuk only talks about the Baal being Mayfair, the Oros being Mayfair. There's no one else home. No one else in the picture. The whole father is from the Vav, which is really very counterintuitive. Because in Kol HaTorah Kula, the Oros is completely out of the picture when it comes to rights or being called the husband. He doesn't sit shiva for, right?
Could she testify
nothing.
Against him then, in that case?
I'm pretty sure yes. She's not Ishto Kagufo yet. She needs to get, that's really, it's just because the legalism is there. That's it, the legalism. And the Parsha of Nedarim. That's really like, the Parsha of Nedarim is really the only Parsha in the Torah where the Oros has rights in his Arusa. But, so if the Oros can do it, Krodin Asua Lomeli. Hashta Beresin Meifel Luchudi Ben Asuim Moya. Chibishul Shanosa Hura Kocho. Vodamachi Lufushe Milsa. That's all what Rava meant. Rava made a very obscure statement. And the pasuk goes on to say that the Baal's Mayfair, Mikan Shavio Bailam of Fear and Doreha. Like, where's he coming from? So he meant everything we just said, because we already have a parsha of the Nesua. You don't need two parshas of the Nesua. Must be talking about an Arusa. But if it's talking about an Arusa, then if the Baal alone could be made for an Arusa, Koshken it could be made for an Asua. So Vaiter, it's Shver, why does it have to say the parsha of the Nesua? So our only way is to say that here it's Vav Mosif Alinyan Rishon, and the Baal is also mixed in. And the third parsha, when he's married, we know the Baal is mixed out. And therefore the Baal could be made for himself. The Av is mixed out. And therefore the Baal could be made for himself. Yeah, but I don't know what you mean it's not the Makar. Bottom line is it is the Makar. That's not what compels us to do it. Vav Mosif apparently is not a compelling drasha. We can do without it. What compels us to darshan the Vav, that's what maybe what you mean. What compels us to darshan the Vav is the fact that we have no valid explanation why there's two parshas in the Torah saying the Baal's Mayfair. If this is talking about Nesua, this is talking about Nesua, why do you need two parshas about Nesua? So we'll accept this is talking about Arusa, this is talking about Nesua. But then why does it have to say the parsha of Nesua if in Arusa the Baal's Mayfair alone, Koshkein Nesua the Baal's Mayfair alone? So we're forced to conclude that there's a Vav Mosif Alinyan Rishon, and in the first parsha the Baal is Mayfair together with the Av is Mayfair together with the Arus, and in the next parsha the Arus, the Baal alone is Mayfair. Now the
they've been saying that the Av is the real one who's being Mayfair.
Because that's what develops.
But this really seems like the opposite.
Well, right, I totally agree, but we're here at the creation, remember. Lamaisa, that's how it's going to remain. How do you know that? You pick it up from various dinim. The Oros Mayfair Bekodmin, ironically, that the Oros could be Mayfair Nedarim that she made before he became an Oros, ironically, is a testimony to his weakness, not to his strength. Because if he'd have his own strength, his own power station, then we'd say he can't be Mayfair Bekodmin, just like a real Baal cannot, right, when he gets married. Kodmin means the dorm she made before. But the Orus can be Mayfair Bekodmin, because he is like Tufel to the father. There's a din of Mesa of Nisrok, Mesa Orus, Nisrok Marishus La'av. The Av acquires the rights to be made for her alone. But Mace Ha'av, Lonis Rokner, is just the Baal. So from there and from some other sources, the Rishonim pieced together this major Yisod for this Masechta, that the Ovs, the Iker, and the Oros is an also-ran, tagging along. But you don't see that here, obviously, because here we're in at the creation. How do you know that Naram Russell will be a Bible if you're in a Doreha? How do you even know that? We're here at that point, trying to show that. So Vav Moisev Alinyam Rishon must be the way to go. It's we're compelled to say that shot. Avul ben Nesua, but if it's talking about Nesua, and both parshas are then talking about a Nesua, lo mukhi klal. Other Abedina who the Baaluchu de Mayfair, even Shanisei Shuvim lo be Rishuspo. Hilkach name of the Nesua, Baila Luchu de Mayfair alone. Uvarusa of Luchu de Mayfair, do be Erisim lo enough commercial. That's what we would think. What do you need to talk about Nesua for? The Gemara would rather have the second one deal with a Nesua. The Gemara lets it play out. So you see the Shaka of the Tarya. You see, okay. I have to stop here because I have all this.